Ejercicio del Santo Vía Crucis.
Which God is like you, you who pardon the faults of our faults, you allow to pass our disobedience, our rebellion. To you, O Lord, you throw to the deepest of the seas all our sins, and you manifest your mercy and fidelity to Jacob and to Abraham. This is the image of our God in the prophecy of Malachi chapter 7, 14 to 15, 18 to 20, the first reading of today, Saturday of the second week of Lent. You are welcome to day number 18, step number 18 in our climbing towards the Easter victory through the desert of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. I hope you are on your feet and you are marching along. In march, you have to march forward, never backwards. With the parable of the prodigal son, or better said, or the father, this overpouring in mercy of the merciful father, the father that mercy flows out from his interior and his outside. Jesus, the church preaches down today, underscores the message that in Lent we remember above all the mercy of God. We come to the mercy of God. We bathe ourselves in his overpouring divine mercy that cleanses us, that uproots the root of evil in us. And in Lent, we learn from God to practice this mercy, to learn to forgive, even when the other has not knelt down to ask you to forgive him. Even when the other has not stopped doing the evil he is doing, you learn to forgive and begin to pray for this person. You stand at the door like the father of the prodigal son. You will never sleep until the strayed son is back to the house. You will be up, worried that this my brother, this my sister, this my husband, this my wife, this my child, this my father or mother, this my neighbor, this my brother or my sister is out wandering in the desert of wickedness, of sin, of licentious living. The message and the practice and the cross of today. First, continue to prepare, if you have not done that, to get to this Father of Mercy. Have you done the list of your confession? You cannot continue. This is the second week finishing. To get to this, to bathe yourself in the ocean of this Father of Mercy as you pour out the deepest of your sins, knowing full well that he is there and he will forgive you, and that he does not count, that the weight of your sin cannot be compared with the ocean of his mercy. As long as in your heart you say, like the prodigal son, Father, I have sinned. And when you say you have sinned, you mention what you have done. And in the second place, we practice mercy. Release the people you are cursing. Stand without sleeping and pray until these people come back to the house. Begin to contemplate and pray and bless and forgive these people that have destroyed, offended, harmed your life. God wants some men to be saved. It's only the way to nullify their evil is that they come to know God. Are you praying for them? Are you offering your communion for them? Are you offering part of your fasting for them? Are you praying for them with a loving heart? Are you ready to embrace them? Are you ready to come out of the house, the door, to wait for them, not waiting for them to confess and tell you, forgive me? Are you ready to rush and hug and kiss them as the Father? This is the way of our God. Saturday, second day of March. The gospel is the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15, 1 towards the end. With the prayers of Mother Mary, may you be enabled and capacitated. pushed to come to God's mercy and to show mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.